Well, this Sunday is Mother's Day, a time for people to reflect on what their mothers meant to them. Poet E. Ethelbert Miller does just that.
I remember the first time I discovered a gray hair on my mother's head. She joked and told me I was responsible for it. Today, my mother is a few months away from celebrating her 90th birthday. Her hair is completely gray, and she is small, frail, and no longer living at home. My mother, who always took care of me, is in need of daily care. I think of how many children, like myself, live miles away from our mothers, and how hard it is to express love long distance at times. My mother has difficulty holding a phone, hearing, and sometimes just remembering our conversation. Mother's Day is a reminder that the people responsible for our beginning must remain connected to our lives, love, and memories. Over the years, I've written poems and essays about my mother. I guess mother is metaphor for all that is good and yes in the world. Last month, I took a trip to New York to see her. I couldn't push out of my mind a possibility that this might be my last visit. However, when I entered the room at the nursing home, I saw my mother's face. There was the glitter and the gray. There she was sitting in her bed with dignity and pride, my now small mom in a small room. I took a seat by her bedside, the way she once sat at mine when I was a child, sick and forced to stay home from school. Even though I'm a shadow removed from 60, my mother took my visit as a chance to pass along one of life's most important lessons. She reminded me of the need to care for others. She will always be my teacher. Our time here is short, even when we are fortunate to live long. I cherish every moment. A mother's heart is as big as the world. There is still so much to learn.
E. Ethelbert Miller is director of the African American Resources Center at Howard University here in Washington, D.C.